This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 5th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the Lebanese president accuses Iran of using his country as a bargaining chip in talks with the U.S. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Lebanese President Ayoun criticized Hezbollah and Iran in a CNN interview, questioning the desire for perpetual war. Also this hour, Walla reports that a UNIFIL soldier from Serbia was killed by a Hezbollah bombing in southern Lebanon. Separately, Ynet reports that Israel has threatened a strike on Beirut if Hezbollah fires on northern communities again. And finally, Axios shares that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, writing just minutes ago, notes that Jewish communities in Britain, France, Spain, and Canada are exploring U.S. immigration options amid increasing anti-Semitism. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted that anti-Semitic hate crimes in London rose by 72% in May compared to April, highlighting a concerning increase. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Israel's threat to strike Beirut follows Hezbollah firing surface-to-air missiles, which triggered alerts in Kiryat Shmona. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Times of Israel details Lebanese President Joseph Aoun's strong words against Iran's influence, highlighting a growing rift within Lebanon's political landscape. His remarks underscore Lebanon's struggle between external pressures and internal stability. Turning to the interview with CNN, as covered by the Jerusalem Post, Aoun's comments reflect Lebanon's complex dynamics, where internal factions and external alliances intersect. His call for ending perpetual war suggests a push for renewed dialogue in the region. Meanwhile, the UNIFIL incident reported by Walla adds tension to the region. Sergeant Milovan Jovanovic's death highlights the risks faced by peacekeepers in volatile areas. This attack could complicate international efforts for peacekeeping. That strike threat from Israel, mentioned by Ynet, comes in response to Hezbollah's missile activities. This escalation could lead to further military actions if tensions aren't de-escalated soon. Finally, Axios' reporting on the ceasefire introduced by Trump offers a potential pause in hostilities. This move could ease diplomatic relations and pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that Palo Alto Network's rally continues as the company sees a surge in share value driven by robust earnings and confidence in its AI platform. Separately, Globes reveals that DriveNets, a networking solutions company, has reached an $8.5 billion valuation, marking it as Israel's second most valuable privately held firm. And finally, Walla Business outlines how the capital markets earnings season ended with unexpected results, driven by high electricity demand despite the security situation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.